Pink Vomit and Plaid is a real story about a lady who I met in New York City. Pink Vomit and Plaid. She only existed under the neon swirl of Broadway between 42nd and 9th, a super billboard of iconic luxury. She was the freckled-faced beauty of Ralph's Americana, college cute. The world is safe in polo dreams and monogrammed elegance. Her blue ribbon smile cut with Woodbury pluck, and her cinema curls sprayed with Nantucket goodness. But underneath the fried stench of food stamps and microwave tacos, and the real face of Broadway spits through. Her face was ripped with open scars and pitted sores. She tried to hide them with drugstore makeup, but you could still see those lines of swollen sorrow, like rotting worms feasting on poison. She wore ankle socks slutted with tide marks and thrift store shoes limp with no heel. They were two sizes too small, hammering her toes purple, making them bloody and raw like red dandelion heads. Sometimes she would take them off to let them breathe, dried scabs forming a line of leaching crusts across her toes. In the rain, all you could see was an overhang of boiled pink flesh, like a holiday ham, burnt on the rim. She wore a flimsy cotton dress, well, 50% cotton and the rest polyester. It was dank and moist and smelt of rotten milk and ammonia. She couldn't do anything about the yellow sweat stains that gassed the arms,